There's guys listening to us right now that are fighter pilots because of Top Gun, I guarantee you.
Are you kidding me? I bet there's some guys out on F-22s at Nellis Air Force Base who are doing, you know, barrel rolls because they're listening to podcast. Well, I guess that would be hard because they have to listen to podcasts later. You get what I'm saying, though. we're gonna have some pilots, airline pilots, combat pilots, right again, being like, we'll do a flyover for you guys sometime in the radio studio. We'll
That's that why out. They're pilots, because of that movie, I guarantee you.
Oh,
especially
for sure.
If they're around our
Air
age.
Force Academy had a big, and Naval Academy had big increases in applications after that movie
no
came
doubt.
Out, like 10 or 15%, yeah. All right, so we got excited about Top Gun Maverick. We'll do the movie review after it comes out. We'll go see it, and
Next
we'll talk to all of you tomorrow.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Did you know that you can have real gold and silver delivered to your door? Or if you choose, placed directly into your IRA or 401k. That makes it tax-free and penalty-free. That's right, real gold and silver in your hands or into your retirement accounts. So why should you own real gold and silver? Well, gold and silver traditionally hold their value, especially when markets decline or fail. Oxford Gold Group, the industry leader in precious metals, is offering gold and silver at the lowest prices on the market. The Oxford Gold Group will beat any competitor's price on gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Call the Oxford Gold Group by dialing #250 and use the keywords gold IRA to request your free precious metals investment guide. Just dial #250 and speak the keywords gold IRA to connect with the Oxford Gold Group today. They'll send you their precious metals investment guide. Call Oxford Gold by dialing #250 and use the keywords gold IRA and get your free investment guide right now.
Larry Elder here. I want to talk to you about Tom in Texas, who wrote in about his experience with 100% drug-free Relief Factor. He's in his late 80s now, and he's one of those really active guys you sometimes hear about. Rides a bicycle, works as a flight instructor. Not all that long ago, he thought he might finally have to stop. Lower back and hip pains were after him all the time, it seemed. He'd heard about Relief Factor, but it took some convincing for him to try it. He was skeptical. Lots of people are before they've tried Relief Factor. Thank goodness he did, because Tom's pain is gone now. My friend and I take Relief Factor. Hundreds of thousands of others have tried it, and about 70% of them go on to order more. If you're looking for a way to get out of pain, please give Relief Factor a try and see what it can do. Your first step to becoming pain-free just might be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Attention men and women between the ages of 18 and 65. If you suffer from excessive hair loss, thinning, or balding, write down this important phone number, 702-623-9040. The Doctors of Hair Clinic has medical experts to determine the cause of your hair loss and provide the best solution to help you restore your hair and confidence. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved technologies, Doctors of Hair can regrow or restore your areas of hair loss. Offering cool laser therapy, neograft hair transplant, and platelet-rich plasma, Doctors of Hair will find the right solution for you. No drugs, no linear scarring, no regrets. Call today at 702-623-9040 and let the compassionate medical experts evaluate you with a free consultation. A natural head of hair is just a phone call away. Call Doctors of Hair at 702-623-9040. That's 702-623-9040. Or visit doctorsofhair.com. Doctors of Hair, your experts in hair restoration.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. President Biden taking a wait-and-see approach to Russia's claim that it will fundamentally scale back military operations near Kiev and another northern city. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
The president was asked if he thinks Russia's announcement signals a possible end to the war or is an effort to reassess its military strategy.
We'll see. I don't read anything into it until I see what their actions are. We'll see if they follow through on what they're suggesting.
In the meantime, he says sanctions against Russia will remain in place and that the U.S. and its allies will continue supporting Ukraine. Greg Clugston, the White House.
A lot of Russian diplomats going home to Moscow. Belgium has expelled 21 diplomats so far. Earlier in the day, the Dutch government said it's kicking out 17 Russian intelligence officers, calling their presence a threat to national security. Ireland earlier today giving the boot to 4, and the Czech Republic expelling at least one so far. Also at townhall.com, another black eye for President Biden in the latest poll from NBC.
The latest survey shows the president with just a 40% approval rating. That's his lowest yet, and he registers declines across a broad spectrum. Among Latinos, the president's approval rating dropped from 48 to 39%. For women, it went from 51 to 44%. 8 in 10 respondents said they fear, with Biden in the White House, the war in Ukraine will lead to higher gas prices and could escalate to the use of nuclear weapons. Bob Agner reporting.
Queen Elizabeth walking into Westminster Abbey today to make good on her wish to attend a memorial service for her husband, Prince Philip. The monarch entered the church on the arm of her second son, Prince Andrew, 95-year-old monarch deeply involved in planning that event. More on these stories at townhall.com.
About to compare a pepper shaker to a cash-out refinance. Hang with me. You know when you're at a restaurant and they ask, would you like some fresh ground pepper? And then they crank that giant tube, but almost nothing comes out? For me, only a certain amount of time is socially acceptable to wait. I know that getting that pepper out might make my life better, but it just seems too impossible. And that's what we hear people say about the cash-out refinance. People realize that the value of their home has gone up like hot pepper the last few years, leaving all this extra money sitting inside their home. But is it too hard to get out? It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage. If you're interested in cashing out the extra pepper in your home, we're good at doing all the work while you just sit back and relax. And often, your mortgage payment and years in the loan will stay the same. If you'd like to hear about your options,
we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Alex and Orlando DeCastroverde grew up in a hardworking Nevada family. Their mom and dad both worked as dealers, even while dad got his law degree. They built DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury to carry on their father's legacy. When you've been injured, they understand your challenges and fight for the compensation you deserve. DeCastroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. I've always been your conservative choice on the Las Vegas City Council. Whether during my time on the council or in the state legislature, I've always been a proven fighter for low taxes and limited government, earning an award from the American Conservative Union for my work defending the taxpayers. That is why I'm asking for your vote, so I can continue my fight to keep taxes low, limit government, and keep our neighborhoods safe. Paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. In Las Vegas yesterday, it actually rained for the first time since January 18th. The National Weather Service reports Las Vegas Airport got more than a tenth of an inch of rain. Up to 6 inches of snow was expected in the Spring Mountains by the time the latest weather system made its way through the area. The shower activity brought some winds with it, gusts up to 45 miles per hour, which prompted a dust advisory yesterday. Temperatures are expected to be in the upper 70s to the low 80s for the rest of the week, and a slight chance of isolated showers on Thursday night. Las Vegas set record high temperatures last Friday at 90 degrees and Saturday at 93. Well, the 2022 draft is only 1 month away, and one local Las Vegan, who happens to be a former Raider and a Hall of Famer, is excited for the event. It's taking place April 28th through the 30th. Rod Woodson says everything they do here in Vegas is really for all the fans and the locals to come out and watch and be a part of the 2022 NFL draft. However, stretches of Las Vegas Boulevard and Flamingo Road are going to be closed at various times to allow the red carpet there at the fountains at the Bellagio.
Q on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Not too bad right now on area freeways. You're pretty much up to full speed there on Interstate 15 through the resort corridor. Moderate flows on the Beltway 215. That's westbound of the airport connector. And lane restrictions downtown, both directions between Main and Eastern on the 515.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Tuesday, March 29th. We are just about done with March. It's on to April. It's on to Easter. As we move further, it's the draft. There's all kinds of stuff going on. We're going to be talking about it over the next 3 hours. Good to have you with us. I am always pleased, though, to begin a Tuesday with one of my favorite people in this town, Megan Barth, the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com from ReaganBabe.com, and she joins us. Megan, how was your weekend?
Oh, it was great, Kevin. How was yours?
Mine was great. Watching Final Four or Elite Eight or whatever it was, and now we got Final Four. Do you have a team left in the Final Four?
You know, I really haven't watched too much this year, to be honest with you.
That's okay.
But I do love watching the games. I just couldn't tell you who ended up in the finals.
Okay, well, fair enough. Then we won't spend a lot of time on that one. I do want to spend a lot of time on something that the Nevada Globe did really well, and that is a new poll that's out that shows Adam Laxalt leading Catherine Cortez Masto by 7 points. 7 points. This might be a game changer. We don't know yet. It may still be early. What do you know about the poll, and what do you know about the results?
Well, I have to tell you, the poll was a little confusing. For pulling this poll from what is normally a democratically leaning type of outfit, a polling outfit, they don't necessarily provide their data very clearly. So I had to really dig into the poll and actually talked to a few people from the campaign as late as last night to make sure I had the numbers correct. And the numbers are correct in what we report. Laxalt leads Masto by 7 points. And within that poll, which is very important, specifically when it comes to Nevadans, is that 23% of Hispanic voters are still undecided. So the first Latina senator, as Catherine Cortez Masto likes to brag, is not really polling well, even with Latinos. She has not convinced her Latino amigos and amigas to vote for her. And this really comes down to economics, as it comes down to all voters. We all vote with our pocketbooks, and Nevadans are subject to some of the highest inflation rates in the country. As you educated me months ago, that our inflation rate tends to be 2 to 3% higher than the national average. You look at gas prices, and the Review Journal just reported that $6 gas in Nevada is a very likely on the horizon. We already have $6 gas up in the Tahoe area in the mountains, which is always a little bit more expensive. But the Review Journal points out that we could have $6 gas in Reno and $6 gas in Las Vegas and elsewhere in the valleys. And so, you know, this point differential, the 7-point favorite point differential towards Adam Laxalt is directly related to the economy and the fact that Catherine Cortez Masto has voted with Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and her Democratic brother, you know, over 90% of the time to inhibit energy independence, to basically stall or close the Keystone Pipeline. And, you know, I don't know if you recall, but about a month ago or so, the Nevada Globe reported that Catherine Cortez Masto was going to offer immediate relief at the pump by signing on as a co-signer to this bill, along with other of her Democratic colleagues, to basically eliminate the federal gas tax in order to bring, you know, 13 cents or so relief to the pump. Well, that doesn't help Nevadans one iota, because Dina Titus and others back in 1997 signed a bill that whenever the federal government reduces the taxes federally on a gallon of gas, then Nevada will automatically raise the taxes. So we aren't going to get any relief in Nevada unless we change the political structure and those who run politics here in this state.
I am curious about independents, because we keep hearing that independents are going to be the linchpin for whatever happens if there is indeed a red wave that's going to be coming down in November. Can you talk a little bit about where independents were in this particular poll?
Yes, this particular poll, Laxalt leads by the same margin as the overall poll, which is 7%. And that's a very important number, too, and thank you for pointing that out. For the first time in Nevada's history, independents have increased their registration and now are leading in registered voters above registered Democrats and above registered Republicans. So in essence, we have more registered independents in Nevada than we've ever had before. And what this poll shows is that independents, even though they can go either way, and that's why Nevada is a swing state and has historically been a swing state, independents are also voting with their pocketbooks, hoping for change, and that change will come at the time of the election, and hopefully a change in our political power structure led by a Democratic majority will also change the outcome of the Biden presidency, which has resulted in, like I said, high inflation, high gas prices, high food prices, et cetera, which is pinching people not only at the gas pump, but also their pocketbooks. So independents are favoriting the GOP, and that's why we also have, when we look at all of the data, the cumulative data, it shows us that there is an expected and predicted red wave when it comes to the midterms. You know, Kevin, I was just having a conversation with somebody that is always plugged into Washington Daily, via phone or otherwise, and they're watching all of the money coming into Nevada from the super PAC, for both, you know, Masto, Sisolak, Laxalt, and others, Republicans and Democrats. Nevada is on the national stage. We rarely ever make national news. And the reason we're making national news is not only because we have the opportunity to flip the Senate and basically kneecap the Democrats when it comes to their control of all three branches of government. But we'll also have a lot of say coming into the 2024 election. So if we do have a red wave in Nevada, our voices will be very much so heard when it comes to the 2024 election and the presidency. Joe Biden only won the state by tens of thousands of votes, by 2%. And so this red wave will definitely have a ripple effect, if you will, going forward as we look at to the national election in 2024.
Megan, I want to ask you about something that has been on my mind, because, as you know, on this show, I talk with people from the RNC, from Heritage Foundation, from all over the conservative map. And what they're telling me, by more than just a couple of people, they've been telling me like crazy that both CD3 and CD4 is going to be in play. Is that what you're hearing? Does that comport with what you're hearing?
And CD1. Yeah, I'm getting a lot of push to write more about Susie Lee. I've written about Horsford, and I've written about Titus. And see, Susie Lee, even though redistricting padded her and Stephen Horsford's CD4 district, that padding that they were given, the advantage that they were given through redistricting, is not really that great of an advantage. Because when you look, and I've been digging into Susie Lee's record, and I'll be writing about Susie Lee, they'll post tomorrow. When you look at her record, she, you know, is an environmentalist. She's not a conservationist, and there's a big difference. These environmental policies, she's, out of all of the Democrat representatives in the country, she is 11th on the list of receiving the most money from radical environmental groups, which has influenced her policy of supporting the shutdown of the Keystone Pipeline, you know, making us less energy independent. Actually, she's made us energy dependent on Venezuela, on Russia before the sanctions, on Saudi Arabia, et cetera. So her policy actions have also created the pain at the pump.
Wow. It's going to be interesting to see who emerges in these races. Do you get any feel for who is emerging in CD3, CD4?
Not yet. I think it's a little early. We have to remember that filing it's going to end today. So anybody that hasn't filed won't be on the ballot. People can withdraw their filing by today, the 29th. And then once we see how April shakes out, you know, that's when the ads really start. That's when the momentum really starts going towards the primary. So I think we're going to have a better idea of who's going to be kind of flushed out of the race and who's going to rise in these congressional district races to face their challenger, their Democratic challenger.
More to come from Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, and the NevadaGlobe.com. We'll talk about the slap heard around the world and a whole bunch more. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Tony Grady, candidate for Nevada Lieutenant Governor. The family is the basic unit of our society. Parents make the decisions for their children. So why do those who run the schools hide what they are doing to our children? Because they are intent on undermining our society, and we need to stop them now. As Nevada's next Lieutenant Governor, I will advocate for parental choice in education. I will work for school vouchers and to fully fund Nevada's Opportunity Scholarship Program that the governor slashed and the Democratic legislature continues to underfund. Together, we will put the free market principles of choice back into our education system to achieve excellence by highlighting failing schools so that they can either improve or close. I am your statesman, considering future generations and not just reacting to the present. Your voice matters, Nevada. Please go to TonyGradyForNevada.com and learn more about my policies. I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message, paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Enough with the fees already. Bad check fees, credit card fees, late rent fees, and those huge payday loan fees. We can help and safely lend you up to $5,000 in minutes to cover your payments and avoid those fees. If you need the loan for one day, one week, or one year, it doesn't matter at the DLC. You only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. There are no application fees or prepayment penalties. Nothing, really.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Inspire Solar Solutions. Call my buddy Thad Alger at 702-518-9646. Find out how you and your family can immediately save 10 to 20% on your NV energy bill. And they've got tax incentives where you end up with no out-of-pocket costs to install your solar system. Here's that number again, 702-518-9646. Thad Alger, call him right now. He's waiting for your call at Inspire Solar Solutions. No obligation, just find out more. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com and the NevadaGlobe.com joining us. You folks always have something new on your platform, and I'm just curious, what's going to be coming down the pike here in the next couple of days?
Well, I've got three in the hopper right now, but I've been on the phone all morning. One I'm working on, I was working on the break. There's a great report coming up from an open records request for the Secretary of State's office, who paid $1 million to a local boutique Reno public relations firm in order to launch a mail-in Nevada campaign back when mail-in balloting, even prior to when mail-in balloting was signed into law. But it was a no-bid contract, which is against state law. No one can account for how the $1 million was spent. It's a very interesting story. So I'm working on that right now. Also a Susie Lee piece. And there's another one that escapes me at this moment. But, yeah, we're always busy. There's always people calling me with scoops. Melody Rose, there's a Melody Rose, the chancellor of NHSE, the Nevada system of NSHCE, rather, the Nevada System of Higher Education, is resigning. She has a $600,000 golden parachute that she's going to take along with her. And I've written about the chancellor quite a bit. It's been a very embattled appointment. She doesn't really have a successful history in being a chancellor of schools, dating back to her days when she was in Oregon. Actually, that private school that was 175 years old closed under her watch. And she's created a lot of dissent, if you will, within the NSHE world. And she's resigning. And she's resigning April 1st. So that's just around the corner.
So how do I get one of those $600,000 golden parachutes? Can I get a deal like that
government.
Too?
Go work for government, because only in government can you be paid to be an absolute abject failure.
Wow. Wow. I got to ask you, and I've been wanting to ask you for the last 24 hours, your thought on the slap, what I call the slap heard around the world, Will Smith, Chris Rock. And I keep wondering if it had been Kid Rock that did that, would the outcome have been different?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it was funny. I'm older.